Girls Rock, and I'm not just saying that because I am one. An organization with that name is hosting an event this Thursday evening with the aim of drawing attention to the barriers to education that girls face both locally and around the world. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with the organizers of the event and has this report.
Now in its third year, Girls Rock at Ramey Junior High in Fayetteville is an organization made up of 11 eighth grade girls who have been identified as students with great leadership potential, brought together to try to give them opportunities to develop those skills, to connect them with the community and let them grow and spread their wings so they'll see what an impact they can have. GIRLS stands for Girls in Real Life Situations. Cindy Cottle is the sponsor of the organization and a counselor at Ramey Junior High.
We do make sure that those 11 girls are plugged in to every opportunity that comes through Ramey Junior High School. Many of the things that we do, helping them to network in the community. We have what we call Career Cafe. We bring in representatives from the University of Arkansas. We had Brian Hembry on campus, and Girls Rock girls always get plugged in right away with those things, and we make sure that they have that opportunity.
The group has learned the importance of giving back through an event at Powerhouse Restaurant that raised money for Safety Net, an organization that benefits all kids in Fayetteville Public Schools. The girls have attended yoga class, painting with a twist, a cooking class, had lessons in skincare, and they plan to complete a ropes course together. The group gets to go on a field trip about once a month. The 11 don't try out and don't apply for the group. Miss Caudell and other teachers handpick the girls to be part of the group. Willow Ahrens is 14 years old and remembers when she found out that she had been chosen.
I do. I was very excited because my older sister was in it for ninth grade last year. And she'd always tell me about it, all the opportunities she had, all the field trip things she got to go on. And now that I'm a part of it, I'm really happy.
Janice Givens is library media specialist at Ramey and served as an educational envoy to Ukraine with the United States State Department last year. Through that position, she was connected with the organization behind the film Girl Rising. That's a documentary that draws attention to the need to remove barriers to education for females around the world.
We did a screening of the film, and I was on fire. It's an incredibly moving film, and I immediately thought about our Girls Rock. The previous librarian is actually teaching in the United Arab Emirates now, and before she left, she wrote for a grant to provide us the opportunity to do a library project and tie that in with another student organization. So this was perfect for that. We are pushing a global education reading initiative with this. We've ordered quite a few books and have those now in our library and available, and having discussions among our student classes about those topics.
Given says this is the perfect connection between Girls Rock and the global initiative, and it will enable the program to make an impact locally, saying you must start at home to make an impact globally. Given says that though many may not realize it, girls in the local community also face barriers to education.
Whether it's economic opportunities to go to college, even community college or technical schools, we have students in this area that are facing limitations in that area. And I think sometimes we want to think this is something that happens in Nepal or something that happens in Peru. Those are two of the countries that are focused on in the film. But there are situations here. We have girls here who need encouragement, and they need doors open for them to be able to have those opportunities.
Willow Ahrens has not seen the entire film, but did watch a vignette about a girl named Suma in Nepal.
And it was about how her mother and father sold her into slavery when she turned 10, I think, and how all of her brothers go to school and why she can't go to school. And it kind of scarred me because I knew that I could go to school and I want other girls to have that opportunity.
Studies have shown that educated girls stand up for their rights, marry and have children, later educating their own children and their families. Therefore, communities thrive. The film has spurred an international movement raising awareness and funds to motivate leaders to take action. Helping just one girl can have a huge impact in the local and global community. Here's Janice Givens.
That one girl, when you look at the opportunities that can be provided to her and what the potential for her is, she's going to impact her community in many ways, socially, culturally, but she's also going to impact her community financially, economically, but that spreads to other girls as well. So that impact, I don't think, can be measured in, you know, in concrete numbers of the economic, the social, the educational impact of that.
Willow Ahrens does not take her education for granted and recognizes the impact she could have when joined together with girls around the globe.
I know girls are already noticing all the problems around, even around, like, the world. There was this one girl in Haiti. Her name was Wadley. And she noticed that boys were getting more education, and she wanted that education. And I found a quote, says, "Even if you send me away, I will come back every day until I can stay." So I know that she wants the education. I know girls are noticing it all around the world, and the awareness is starting now, and we can only make it bigger.
A screening of the film Girl Rising will be presented Thursday evening at 6:30 in the Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center. This free event is hosted by Girls Rock. The organization had a hand in the events organization, event planning being yet another skill the group learns.
It made me feel really good about myself because I knew I was helping other girls, and I was handing out invitations. I was telling everybody about it. I was, like, going out of my way to make sure people knew about it, and it was nice.
Other area organizations that aid children and women in the community will be represented in order to draw awareness to the situations locally and the places the community can turn if they need a helping hand. Not only girls and women, but men and boys are also invited to Thursday's screening. In many locales, it is the male influence that prevents opportunities for females.
It would just be really nice if everybody, like, figured out that we're all equal and we all need education, not just because you're a girl that you shouldn't have education.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.